This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, we were talking about that story on that, MIT grad that hasn't showered in 12 years. I got an email this weekend. Julie writes, my husband only showers once or twice a week and does not believe in deodorant. You suggested once that we tell our spouse outright that they stink. Well, I did, but it's not working. It's embarrassing, and I think he will lose his job if this keeps up. So that's interesting. Okay, so you have a spouse that showers, but they don't shower enough, and they stink. Okay, what do you do when your spouse stinks? Well, a lot of our spouses stink. Okay? I mean, you know, we all don't always smell like tulips and roses and, I don't know, daffodils all the time. Okay? A lot of us, we save our gas until we get into the car, and that's when we can burp and fart in privacy. One of you had asked me a long time ago, how old can you get away with farting in front of your kids until your kids don't like it anymore? They'll tell you. When your kid starts to go, you know, that's gross, you know, we got to crack open a window, then you're going to start to feel self-conscious and then, you know, whatever. I want to know when in society that changed. I mean, didn't the caveman days, you know, people farted all the time. Then all of a sudden somebody must have gone, ooh, don't do that, that's gross. And then all of a sudden everybody's like, okay, now I got to keep it in, I got to hide it. All right, same thing. I mean, there was no deodorant, there was no perfume years ago. All right, but then people start to realize that they wanted to smell good. All right, you know, women would walk around with their, you know, handkerchief by their nose and have little mints or scents in there. Men would too. There would be a little tiny thing that they could go and sniff if they were around an area that was pretty odorous. And so people would just, if they were around other people that stunk, they would then, smell, they would just bring their own perfume with them. If you couldn't perfume the world, you brought your own smelling stuff with you. Now, though, we try to perfume the world, okay? So we try to make sure that people don't stink, and we promote washing and brushing and exfoliating, and we've made billions and billions of dollars in industries that, you know, urge people to shower, wash, clip, shave, pluck, wax, whatever, okay? So, you know, great. Now people don't seem to stink. When I'm in an elevator, right, it doesn't really stink. Yeah, every now and then somebody toots, but other than that, you know, we can pretty much get through without having to deal with horrible smells. Now, the funny thing is it takes a lot for somebody like me to gag with smells, all right? Because, I mean, I've worked in hospitals, so I'm used to odors, okay? For the rest of the population, you guys have gotten so desensitized, you know, to things that, you know, one little baby whiff, you guys are freaking out. Oh, my gosh, bad breath. So, I can't really, say where we're going with this, but if you think you're going to have a spouse that's going to lose a job and they won't listen to you, I can't stand it when I tell my kids something or I tell my spouse something and it doesn't happen. And I always feel like I need to get outside, voices. Well, then that's what you need to do. And you need to come up with an intervention, and it may hurt, they may be embarrassed, they may not like it, but you need to. Now, I don't know what to do if you think you're going to be, if you think he's going to lose a job, I'd like to find out, well, why? How do you know? Is a coworker saying something? You know, I mean, because then if the coworkers are saying something, they go, don't tell me. Well, I can't tell him, he could fire me. I need you guys to know. You know, say, look, why don't we get an intervention? But my advice to you is you have to be direct. Okay? I mean, you have to tell them. And if they're like, no, I don't believe in deodorant. What was it? Was it Matt McConaughey who, I guess, doesn't believe in deodorant? There's a rumor going around that, you know, he just likes natural smell. That's got to be hard to do a movie with him. But then again, people that get to do movies with Matt McConaughey are probably already making millions of dollars. So they're like, you know what? I can handle it. I can just throw some menthol into my nose and be fine. But, you know, you need to... You know, you need to say, look, you know, I got an easy stomach. I get nauseous. I don't do well with sweat and odors. Okay, so I'll need you to either stay away from me or you got to do something, but you stink. Okay, or you could have at work a memo circulating and say, you know, look, apparently, you know, we want to minimize the chance of MRSA and other sorts of bacteria that can be transferred skin to skin. So we're recommending that people are using good hygiene so as not to spread bacteria. I personally think a lack of showering and lack of hygiene spreads bugs. I do. I'm one of those people. Even though this MIT grad said, no, it has nothing to do with that. Showers, there's no clinical studies. The one study I found said if you shower before having surgery, you minimize the chance of a post-operative infection. So I think their proof is in the pudding. So, you know, maybe send a memo out, you know, say, you know, there's been some concern that there are certain people, you know, in the office that stink. Let him get all up and antsy. Let him go and quit. Now, if there's a civil rights issue, okay, then, yeah, we need to, you know, figure that out. Is it, if it's just because, you know what, they just don't want to buy the deodorant, they don't want to use it. Some of you guys react to deodorant. Well, if you have that bad an allergy to deodorant, then you need to talk to your dermatologist. There are things you can do so you don't sweat. You know, I rarely sweat under my arms. Ever since I, years ago I had hair removal, I tried to do underarm hair removal, and I guess one real nice side effect is it did something to the sweat glands. So I hardly have to use deodorant. Now, I definitely have to chew some gum because that corned beef sandwich is turning my microphone yellow. But when it comes to deodorant, I don't need to use it like a lot of people do because of, you know, the procedure for the hair, hair removal. So maybe there's certain laser treatments that could be done. There's Botox that we could do underneath the arms that helps prevent sweating. So, you know, maybe what we need to do is positive. Maybe, you know, you're going, you know, Julie going, you know, honey, you stink. It's ridiculous. You're going to lose your job. I'm going to leave you. Maybe that doesn't work. Maybe what you do, you need to do is go, look, you know, what can we do to compromise? Okay, let's come up with something that'll benefit both of us. You don't want to wear deodorant. I get that. That's your right. But what can we do so you don't sweat, you don't stink, and you don't carry bacteria? Do you want to go and get some Botox injections? Do you want to see the dermatologist? But we got to do something. But let's compromise. I don't know. Yeah. Do as I say, not as I do. My husband, I'll be kicking out of the house. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so over the holiday weekend, I got an email from a mom, and this is not that rare a story, okay, because we had a patient that this happened to, but I guess a mom took her child's phone away. The child was acting up, the child was being all snarky, so the mom took the phone away. Well, she decided to look at the phone, and she found full-on frontal nude pictures that her daughter was sending to a strange man. And this strange man was sending pictures back as well. And the daughter is a teenager, and this man looks above age. Full-grown facial hair, looks older. And so I guess she wrote, what does she do? Okay, she's beside herself. She never thought her daughter was doing this. How could her daughter disgrace her body like that and put herself at such risk? And so my first inclination is, if we're talking about sexting to an adult and an adult being involved, I would suggest getting the police involved. Okay, I would, in addition to what we need to do for her, which we're going to talk about, we have possibly a child predator. I know a lot of young girls on their own volition are, having sex with, adults and, sending pictures. And I know some of them are of sound mind when they're doing it. But I'm sure some states consider that a crime if you have an adult coerce somebody young to doing something sexually. So I would suggest to, make an appointment with the, police department and talk to one of the detectives on how to proceed. From a standpoint of you being the mom, okay, you need to intervene, and you need to intervene hard, okay? I know there's a concern that your child could be so upset that they lose their cell phone that they're going to commit suicide. That's another thing I get. What do I do so my kid doesn't commit suicide if I take away their phone or I ground them? I mean, we cannot as parents live in fear that our kids are going to kill themselves. I mean, oh my gosh. It blows my mind that, kids use it as a threat. If they use it as a threat, okay, if kids are threatening that they're going to kill themselves, they need to be institutionalized for a good few days and have some severe psychiatric treatment. They have to. Oh no, but then they won't be open about it. Oh hell no, they need therapy. Okay, somebody threatening suicide because they won't get their way. You as a parent cannot be afraid that you're going to push a kid to suicide. If you're afraid that you're going to push a kid to suicide, then that kid needs treatment immediately. Outpatient, inpatient, I don't care. I probably prefer inpatient. Okay? Because, a lot of people that are suicidal, they know what to say. No, I'm fine. No, I'm great. Speaking of kids, saying what they want to say, as a different aside, I was at one of the football games this weekend, and these kids were getting, hit pretty badly by the other team, and we were dealing with a couple concussions, and we're going to be talking about concussions in the next segment, but I was asking the kids, how do you feel? Do you have pain? They were like, nope, I'm fine. Pain's gone, and I'm like, don't be lying to me, okay? I pulled you out of this game. I could pull you out for the season. Now, your game, you're not playing today, all right? But depending on how you answer me truthfully, we'll get you back to the next game. Now, I'm going to repeat my question. Do you still have pain and where? Well, yeah, I hurt. Yeah, So, kids are really, really good at lying. And I don't blame them. The kid wants to get back to their sport. Your daughter wants to get her phone back, get to talk to her friends. I understand that. People don't want to be cut off. I get that. And so, they're going to lie. But you need to know how to identify the lies, and you need to know how to work with them. Your kids are going to lie to you. They are. Very first time my kids lied to me, I was in shock. They're my babies. Now it's the opposite. I think every single thing out of their mouth is a lie. Every single thing. And so it's great because that just means that the opposite is true. So you have a child. You see that there's grown-ups sending naked pictures back. They are receiving pictures and urging your daughter to send more pictures. There's a crime in there somewhere. You notify the police. But I don't want my daughter. I don't want the police seeing this. I don't want the police. You don't want the police seeing it. Who do you think that person on the other side is showing those pictures to? Okay? I would rather a female in the police department be on top of it and know how to handle it then, thinking that the other side is going to delete and erase these pictures, okay? The damage was done in terms of that. Now it's all damage control and it's prevention of future damage, okay? It's a shame what these kids are doing these days. Now, from a psychological standpoint, why would a girl sext pictures like that? Why? Well, we live in an environment now where nudity and pornography is being idolized, okay? You got the Kim Kardashians. You have the Miley Cyruses. There are people purposely showing their naked body parts because it gets media attention. and people want to be idolized. People want to be a star. Making a sex tape now, and it's circulating. You would think, I mean, when I was growing up, that would be the most horrifying thing, and you would never leave the house ever. You would bury your head in the sand or try to change your appearance and change your identity. Now, people are becoming famous. People are getting reality TV shows. People are making millions of dollars because they got their start naked. So, of course, these kids are excited about it. I don't know what the hell happened at the last MTV VMA Awards or whatever, but I guess Miley Cyrus purposely had a wardrobe malfunction. So, I mean, really, people? I mean, if this is what we are showing our kids, and if this is what makes headlines, our kids are going to want to do the same thing. And then some kids, they have a beautiful body. They don't want to turn into, you know, someone like me who later regrets and nobody ever got to see them when they were beautiful. I don't regret. I never wanted to do any nude shots, but I really wish I didn't wear turtlenecks as much as I did. You know, I really didn't have to cover up and do the long skirts and turtlenecks. Maybe I could have worn something a little cuter, you know, because all the pictures of me are so... My prom dress. I had my prom dress completely all skin covered. Really? Why? Because I was embarrassed. I was like, I don't want to show any cleavage. I don't want to show any skin. So, you know, yeah. But you know, you could be beautiful. And you could be sexy, not that I think any child should aim for that, but you can be beautiful and you could feel attractive, you know, without having to be naked. And I think these kids want that sort of recognition, all right? They want people to think that they are a movie star or they are a model, and that's what they want. Posing for Playboy used to be something that you would try to hide on your resume. Now it is one of the biggest stepping stone, probably one of the biggest assets to a person's CV in Hollywood. It's a different world right now, and that's what our babies are being introduced to. So you got to get this girl help, and you've got to take away the phone. Now, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be really ugly. Okay, she wants her phone. And I don't know how you could prevent, you know, photo features. They could download apps and photo features all the time. And there's Snapchat. Or is that the one where you take a picture and then the picture kind of erases pretty quickly? I mean, if your kid wants to let somebody see them naked, she's going to do that. All right, which is why if you can't talk to her, dad can't talk to her, that you need some psychiatric help, you need some therapist to be involved and find out what is it that they want. Do they want a modeling career? All right, fine. If you want people to see you and people to think you're beautiful, then fine. Why don't we do that? Why don't we get you into modeling? Why don't we get you into the arts if that's what you want to do? But trying to become a international star by sending naked pictures to strangers is, it's horrifying, and it's very, very scary. Of course, the next question in the email was, you know, is my child having sex? You know, what should I do? I mean, just because somebody sends naked pictures doesn't mean they're technically having sex, but I would definitely assume that they are more sexually advanced than you give them credit for. And so, if that's the case, I would highly recommend that you would take her to be seen by a gynecologist. Okay? And let the daughter know. Now, if you are afraid of like I said, daughter wigging out completely, then one approach is you bring her to the police department and say, look, apparently there was, there's a possible predator, and the predator might have contacted you, and we have a predator that possibly contacted you. The police want to talk to you. Okay? I don't know what it's about, but let's go see together. And then while you're sitting there and the detective brings it up, you guys, and I'm not saying lie to her, but you got to get her in to get some help somehow. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stock brokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so in medical news, they are, this is football season right now. All right, so we're going to see a lot of medical studies and medical headlines on injuries and concussions, etc., because that's what is happening right now. Okay, it's football season in high school, college, and obviously NFL, which I'm extremely, extremely excited about from a fan standpoint, not excited about as a mom or doctor. All right, so they say here, if you inform athletes about concussions, here is some earth-shattering news. It may not do much to change their long-term behavior. Duh. Based on 89 peer-reviewed articles, 2 books, and 2 websites, researchers say the most successful approaches included interactivity and varied kinds of presentations as part of mandated training. I mean, if you just tell the kids they're going to get a concussion, they got to be careful, it doesn't really work. They recommend that everyone involved with the athlete, coaches, parents, athletic trainers, physicians, be involved. It's not just the athlete. The paper's lead author, Dr. Martin Razak, from the University of Alberta in Edmonton, Canada. Apparently, educational efforts should be informed by updated guidelines such as those published and recommended caution and using online guidelines if they have not been internationally approved. So I guess what they're saying, now, where my kids play football, they really have their act together. My kids, one of them plays with Bishop Gorman in Las Vegas, Nevada, and they're pretty well known, and these coaches and their trainers, man, they really, really got it going on. They have their act together, and I have never been more impressed with such a facility. But, you know, accidents do happen, and, you know, concussions happen. And so I was very, very pleased with the, with the protocol that they did, when, you know, a couple kids were, you know, got their, you know, lights knocked out of them. No loss of consciousness, but definitely signs of concussion. And so, you know, parents are always concerned, well, when does my kid get to play? Kids are concerned. They're like, well, I want to go back out there. You know, I mean, I geared up for this game. It's only second quarter. I mean, let me go back out there. And so there are guidelines. A lot of athletes will also tend not to report concussions when they happen. Surveys show 25 to 60% of hockey players continue to play even when they have the symptoms of a concussion. When anonymously surveyed, hockey players said they suffered concussions 30 times more often than the official injury reports indicated. Unreported concussions range from 20% to 50% among college football, hockey, soccer, and rugby players. So, look, these kids are smart, all right? And these young adults, I mean, they're smart. They don't want to be pulled out of the game, okay? And that's what we do. Okay, when we think you had a concussion, we pull you out. Okay, if you have confusion, if you have headache, if you have loss of balance, okay, that means your brain hit the side of the skull. Okay, you might have not been knocked unconscious, but that means you had some sort of brain trauma. And most of the time, if it's a light blow, we don't have long-term effects. But if it's a bigger blow, you could have a bleed. You could have long-term damage to the brain, psychological, physical, neurological, etc. So we don't like to mess around. So what are some guidelines here? Okay, well, you know, okay, if we think you have a concussion, you are pulled out right away of that game. You are. All right, and I know the kids hate me for it and hate the coaches for it or hate the trainer for it, but we just cannot, we just, you know, it's just not worth it. It's a game, okay? You got to get back on your feet, and we got to make sure you don't have long-term trauma. If you didn't have any signs of concussion, you had some head injury but no signs, after being watched and evaluated, sometimes the coach will let you back in. But if we think you had a concussion, no, if you had any loss of consciousness, you are going, you're going to be evaluated by a hospital. We don't mess around. Parents always ask me, well, what do? You know, do we take them to a hospital? Do we, you know, if the headache is getting worse, if they're getting nausea, vomiting, any sort of worsening symptoms, drowsiness, confusion, you call 911. That kid needs a CAT scan immediately. But if the kid is getting better and neurologically they're looking great, you know, and it's close watching. You know, we watch them. When, you know, with the other game last week, I was there on the sidelines and I watched those kids the whole game, you know, the whole rest of the time. And if anything worsened, we were ready to send them to the hospital. So it's scary stuff because you just don't know. A lot of parents are worried about delay bleeds. So, you know, I tell parents, I go, look, okay, you watch them. Okay, make sure they, you know, sleep near them. Make sure you keep an eye on them. Make sure they're, you know, neurologically intact. You know, you can check their eyes. You can check their pupils. See if they're responsive to you, et cetera. But if a headache is worsening or they're nauseous or vomiting or they seem to be going in and out of consciousness, you got, get them checked out. I mean, hands down. And if you're in doubt, if you're like, I just don't know, I'm worried, get them checked out. That's what we doctors do. Okay? When I was in the ER, doc, gladly, bring him in. We'll take a look. We'll do some neurological tests. We'll do a CT if we think he needs it. Just to put, you know, be on the safe side. All right, so the Sports Concussion Institute has a graduated return to play protocol. All right, so, first, there's no activity. You need to recover. So we do a complete physical, cognitive, and we have you physical and cognitive rest until medical clearance. If you're symptom-free for 24 hours, then you could go to step two. If you're not symptom-free and you still have a headache or whatever, you need to continue resting. This is assuming you've already been, you know, completely cleared, okay? Then we could slowly do a light aerobic exercise where we slowly increase heart rate. You could do some walking. You could do some swimming. You could do some stationary cycling, all right? And we don't let your heart rate go above 70%, above what it's resting for more than 15 minutes. All right. If you are symptom-free for the next 24 hours, then you can move on to step three. If not, you're having symptoms, you stop your activity. Then there's sports-specific exercise where we add some movement. So skating drills, running drills, etc. Absolutely no head impact activity. You can have your elevated heart rate for about 45 minutes. Again, you have to be symptom-free for the next 24 hours, and then you can move on to step four. If you're still having issues or starting to get some symptoms again, you go down to step two or step one. Now, then you can move up to non-contact training drills. Increase exercise, coordination, and attention. This is like passing drills, training drills, etc. Maybe you could start some resistance training and your workouts could last close to an hour. All right? And then, of course, if the symptoms don't seem to let up or you're having symptoms, go back down to your lower levels. And then, if you've been symptom-free for the next 24 hours, and we're talking about 4 days, now contact practice. This is where you could restore confidence and assess functional skills. And then, if symptom-free, you can return to normal training activities. So, once you do your activity, you still have to be watched. It's not like, okay, you know what, I handled this in 15 minutes, let's go on to the 45, now let's go on to the hour. No, we need to see if after that 15 minutes, symptoms returned. So, usually throughout that next week, they're going to watch you. Okay? And then some of you guys don't return to play for 2 weeks. Some of you can return within a week. So, your coaches know this, your personal trainers know this, and parents need to be on top of that. If the parents don't think that the guidelines are jiving with what they know, you get your doctor involved, have your doctor make sure the child is clear, and the doctor will tell you when the child could go back and return play. Scary stuff. You know, these are our babies, and this is the time. You know, I get parents ask me all the time, you know, why should I put my kid in sports if they're going to get injured and they could for life have injuries? You know, I went through this with my son, too. We avoided football for the longest time with him, you know, but then I realized that we have family members. We have family members that played football, played soccer. We come from a very athletic family. But the couple family members that didn't do sports, they still became overweight. Okay? They still had joint issues, degenerative back, back issues, slip discs. And so all the fear I had of, you know, them hurting their back and blowing a disc, etc., you know, it happens even to your non-athletes. So I think there's so many rewards in being a part of sport. You know, the teamwork, the camaraderie, the friends, the listening to authority, the exercise, the health benefits from that, there's always risks, but the benefits may outweigh the risks. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, a lot of you guys are reeling in the, I guess the antacids after your Labor Day barbecue, and I hope you guys had good Labor Day barbecues. Well, apparently there's a report in Fox News of 5 annoying and dangerous things that happen when you eat too much protein. Okay? A lot of us love our protein. We love our meat. We love our kebabs. We love our burgers. We love our steak. We love our hot dogs, etc. Well, they say, number one, your breath will smell funky. They go, when you, let's say, go more and more for protein, and you start to cut back on your carbs, you could go into a state of ketosis. Well, ketosis stinks. Okay? Yeah, it may help you lose weight, but you could have these very, very smelly, fruity sort of chemicals, and it is stinky. Now, mind you, I would rather you eat less carbs and supplement with vegetables and protein, but when you overdo the protein, you may have stinky breath, which is something that they're suggesting. I'm not a big fan of people going into ketosis. Your body does need a little bit of carbs, but God forbid you're full-blown diabetic, you could have a stinky breath with that too. So I wouldn't let the breath be the deterrent, but it's something that's in this article, so I thought I should let you know. They also say sometimes your mood will go down. They'll say sometimes the brain needs carbs, and starving yourself from carbs and just eating meat or protein could possibly drop your serotonin. So you get grouchy, irritable, etc. One Australian study of overweight adults found that those who followed a strict low-carb diet for a year reported more crankiness compared to those who followed a higher-carb, low-fat diet. And both groups lost roughly the same amount of weight. I get really nervous when people are on very high protein because of their kidneys. Okay? Your kidneys are supposed to filter out your blood, keep what it needs to, and dump what it doesn't need to. All right? So when you're eating normal amounts of protein, you urinate out nitrogen, which is fine. But when you overgorge on it, you force your kidneys to work harder to get rid of the extra nitrogen. Sometimes that could cause kidney damage. The other thing I notice is a lot of my younger men patients that are taking supplements and protein powder and protein bars and protein shakes, they seem to have excess protein in the urine. That could be a sign of kidney damage, or it could be a sign that they're just taking on too much protein. So make sure you guys are checking your kidneys pretty regularly when you guys are working out and trying to bulk up. Next, you could be quote-unquote plagued with GI issues. A lot of you guys that go low-carb and heavy protein will not eat enough fiber. And when you don't eat enough fiber, then you could start getting constipated. You need your whole grains, you need your beans, vegetables, and fruit. Pretty important stuff. I guess they want us to take in about 25 to 35 daily grams of fiber. You got to get that stuff in you somehow, and a lot of times it's non-protein. And then they say a high-protein diet could possibly cause you to gain weight. They say you may in the short term drop pounds, but one long-term study looking at 7,000 adults found that those who ate the most protein were 90% more likely to become overweight compared to people who ate less. So, just a thought, all right? Like I said, personally, I'd rather you kind of cut back on the carbs if you can, but don't overdo it with anything else, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have a Minnesota woman who apparently got ill from salmonella, and she is suing a California company. The lawsuit filed Monday says Kathleen Dverkston got sick after eating a salad at Red Lobster. In Farmington, she became severely ill on August 14th and was hospitalized for nearly a week. Apparently, it was, quote-unquote, salmonella from a limited edition brand cucumbers. There was a voluntary recall of that, and she's suing Andrew and Williamson Fresh Produce. Apparently, they are looking at an outbreak that possibly sickened 300 people in 27 states. We don't know if it was their cucumbers or not. The lawsuit says Andrew and Williamson had a duty to sell safe foods. It says Dverkstein seeks unspecified compensation for medical expenses and suffering. The company official, Dave Murray, declined to comment because of pending litigation. Yeah, that's one thing I need to, you know, I always like to, you know, talk. God forbid there's ever litigation on something. I'd be like, well, yeah, you know, let me tell you my side of the story. No, just be quiet. There's pending litigation. So hopefully I never get litigated so I can still continue to talk. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Half of U.S. adults now have diabetes or pre-diabetes. Remember it was up to a third? Now we're talking half of us have diabetes or pre-diabetes. The study of government health surveys echoes previous research and shows numbers increased substantially between 1988 and 2012, even though many leveled off after 2008. 12% to 14% of adults had diagnosed diabetes in 2012. Most of that is the type 2, the one linked with obesity and inactivity. Almost 40% have prediabetes, meaning elevated blood sugar levels that could lead to full-blown diabetes. So, whites had lower diabetes rates than Hispanics, blacks, or Asian Americans. Now, the survey was based on in-home exams and questionnaires. It was published in today's Tuesday's Journal of the American Medical Association. But I got to tell you something. This is interesting. In the last 6 months, I cannot tell you how many more people all of a sudden were showing up pre-diabetic on the blood work. And I would probably have to say about half of my patients. And my nurses were saying, wow, you know, I'm calling these patients saying pre-diabetes. I go, I know, it looks like there's so much more going on. And it's not that the standard lowered. It's still the same. A glycohemoglobin above 5.6, blood sugar above 100, triglycerides going up. You know, and I'm like, this is very interesting. And why in the last year? I know this study says, you know, it leveled off over the last couple of years, but I'm seeing more and more of it. And, you know, everybody knows that they need to cut back on, you know, soda pop, and they need to cut back on carbs and need to exercise more. I don't know what it is, you know, unless many people are, you know, switching to diet soda. And so maybe, you know, they're switching to diet soda, and so they think that's going to protect them, and that could be causing diabetes. Or maybe there's a virus going on that around that could be affecting the pancreas. We don't know. But, you know, if you think you're pre-diabetic, there's a lot of things you need to do. First, you got to get that weight down, or you got to get that weight off. If you don't want to be diabetic, you better get slim and slender, and you better exercise. And you better build up some muscle. Don't be heavy dead weight lifting or anything like that. But, you know, I want you to start toning. Maybe some 5-10 pound weights while you run. You know, exercising your biceps and your tris, doing some crunches, etc. But you got to start, I don't even care if it's only 10 minutes a day, but you got to start introducing more exercise. You got to cut the carbs. You got to cut the sugars. You have to eat smaller meals throughout the day than just one or two big meals a day. I think that turns you diabetic. If you could change your parents pretty quickly and change your genes, do that too. Because I think genetics has a lot to do with it. But it's pretty scary stuff with how, you know, you could think you're eating right. You could think you're eating a well-balanced diet and still become diabetic. A big thing I see with my patients is the wine. A lot of you guys love your wine. You're drinking wine. And I've had to make a lot of you throw it. I've made some of you go to boxed wine from bottle. Because you can't just have one glass and throw out the rest of the bottle. I get that. I come from family where you don't waste food. It would kill me to have to, you know, I don't like wine, but it would kill me to have to open up a bottle of wine. It does. When I have people over and we open up wine and you could see somebody just took a glass and the whole bottle is just sitting there. And you gotta dump the whole thing out. I hate being wasteful, especially if wine is expensive. So you guys are like, well, you know, we gotta drink the whole wine. No, you don't. Okay? Just maybe switch the box or something else. But, you know, don't drink more than you have to. If you can avoid alcohol completely, I think that would do well as well. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dolly coming up. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.